Good afternoon, everyone. It is now 2 o'clock. Today is Monday, July 25th, 2022. I want to welcome all of you to the Los Alamos County Board of County Commissioners special meeting. Commissioner Tony Haas, would you please give us an invocation?
Yes, sir. Father, thank you for the week full of promise. May we see your ways and fill our hearts with your joy. Help us to see others as you see them. Father, we ask that you guide us in every decision that we make. All for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. District Attorney Solano, would you please lead us on a pledge of allegiance, sir?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic which is standing, one nation, under God, indivisible.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Here via Zoom.
Commissioner Haas?
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez. Excuse me.
Lopez, I'm here. Thank you, sir. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dornica?
No changes, Commissioner.
Move for approval of the agenda.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix?
Yes. Section 2 of the agenda is public hearing. It is at 201, so we're going to be hearing the special events permit for the American Legion. Do we have anybody representing the American Legion today?
Yes, sir.
As you come up to the podium, please, you're going to be sworn in by our council, so please come up. And the Board of County Commissioners may have a question for either one of you. So the way we're going to hear the public comment today will be all the proponents for this particular special permit, and then we'll go to anyone online that is also supporting the approval of this, and then we're going to ask anyone either here and or online that is opposed to this special events permit. So, sir, would you please come up to the podium to get sworn in?
Please raise your right hand, friend. Please help me affirm under the penalty of perjury the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes,
and would you please state your name for the record?
Gordon.
Sworn.
Thank you.
Are you confirmed?
Yes.
Please raise your right hand. Please help me affirm under the penalty of perjury the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Please state your name for the record.
Aaron Lewis.
Thank you.
So either one of or both of you, if you please walk us through the process of this particular special event permit. What is it that you're seeking for this board? And I think it just gives an explanation of how we help you.
We wanted due to have a beer garden at the county fair. We're going to be hosting a beer garden at County Fairgrounds for their coming dance. They'll be running from 2 to 11:30, to which we will be serving beer. We have security, we have an isolated area. They are not allowed to leave our area. We will have, I believe that's pretty much the gist, but we have members from close to 11, 12 members of them, and then 4 of us. And that's pretty much the gist of it.
From 2 o'clock to 11:30, which day?
The 29th of July.
So this is going to be this Friday,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So I see here that you also have contracted the San Luis County Sheriff's Office to provide security for the entire event?
Yes.
Is there, when will it be, my only question that I have for you all, when will it be the last call for serving of alcohol on that particular evening?
It will be at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. Okay. Commissioner Luis Lopez, do you have any questions, sir?
No, that was my only concern as well. On the application, it says from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. of actual serving alcohol. I believe you'll have a little bit of time after that for them to finish their consuming of that product. So will you have the security there until the fairgrounds are vacated completely?
Yes.
Other than that, Chairman, I have no other questions. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Haas? Good. Madam Counsel?
Could I ask one question, please?
You may.
Did you apply for a sales tax special event license to collect sales tax?
We did not, because we were under the, there was a current event and they were asking us, Legion, to host it, or at least take care of that part, but we can actually take care of that. That was a question. We weren't sure how that was going to play out.
Right, because it's county and state that we would be collecting sales tax.
Okay. We've never collected before because they're a nonprofit.
Well, even though you're a nonprofit, that's you, but not when you collect it for a special event.
Okay.
Because you have to collect for this. For the county and for the state of Colorado.
Okay.
So you will have to add that to your prices as well.
Yeah, we can.
And then collect it, and then you can actually submit it to the state, and then the state will submit our portion to the county.
Okay. Yeah, we can add that range.
Sorry.
Yes, thank you.
Our treasurer's here. She's aware. So once we can.
I believe Kim Chavez has a question in the chat or needs to ask a question.
Thank you, Luis. I'm sorry if I missed it, but was there a special use permit filled out that included an emergency action plan?
No, we didn't know about that, but we know that I believe that's included with the county fair as part of that, is the emergency action plan. I'm not sure.
So, Ms. Chavez, do we have an emergency action plan from the actual group that is planning the county fair?
If there is, I have not seen it, and I just want to make sure that we're preventing what happened at the 4th of July at Central Park if we have an evacuation plan or some kind of emergency action plan in case something goes wrong. And within our special events permit, that's one of the requirements that they have to have one. With any event now.
You're going to make a comment. I think we need to swear you in as well.
As you affirm under penalty of perjury, the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do. Kim, I'm not sure that the special events permit that we've discussed in the past comes into play here, since this is on the fairgrounds, not outside of that, but you do make a valid point. When Randy's online, she's a fairgrounds coordinator. Randy, put that as one of the topics we need to add to our fairgrounds events application. And then if you guys can't probably go to some time. We're actually going to actually have
yes.
Yes. And located between two overhead doors.
We can't hear.
On the other side of us.
Sir,
so yes.
They can't hear you.
We're located in between two overhead doors for evacuation. And we could add that to our site diagram. And it would be hard to. Guys from the Legion, if anything happens, we've got a direct access out of the building. Two very good accesses.
And then I don't wanna speak on behalf of anyone, perhaps even our law enforcement, the sheriff may have an evacuation plan, which I'm just simply thinking out loud. But as the event comes up, that would be one of the things, and thank you for the clarification, Mr. Mayor and Council. We need to put that on our packet in the event, and depending on how many attendees, we just have to be cautious for the safety of everyone. Commissioners, any other questions? I don't see anyone here present that would like to come up and testify in support of this special events permit, or anyone online that would be willing to testify on behalf of this special events permit. I don't see any other questions. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Have a seat. And let me ask anyone online that would be that will have testimony in opposition of the Board of County Commissioners approving this special event permit, either here or online. Any comments on the charge?
I assume.
Let me make one more call. Anyone wanting to testify against this special events permit, either present or online, please introduce yourself. I don't see any commissioners at this point in time. I think we have enough information to proceed.
I would make a motion to approve the special permit for the American Legion as long as the protocol is followed.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Peters Lopez?
Yes, sir. That concludes our public hearing, and so we are will go to section 3, unfinished business. 3A, consideration of wetland protection change order, number 1, ballistic windows. Mr. Torrenca.
Commissioner, before you, for your consideration, is potential change order number 1, whatever it is, for the ballistic windows that we're considering, that we will consider the DA's office on first floor. The model should be literally included in packet along with the projected change order amount, which originally was $306,462. That had included $2,500 worth of mobilization. We got to reduce all the $8,500, since we should take care of what they carried out, but it was at the same time. So, and then two mobs to do that is maybe they pulled that out, so the board be considered as a total potential change order of $297,062.
Okay. We have had all the information, the letter. Commissioners, by the way, Commissioner Luis Lopez, our district attorney, Mr. Henry Solano, is in the room. If any one of the commissioners would seek any clarification.
Chairman, if I may, thank you. Just a question of clarification from when we first discussed these windows. I recall that the ballistic glass was in the conversation, but I was thought to believe it was part of the original bid. I guess I was wrong in thinking that. Is that correct, Mr. Dorenkamp?
Commissioner, you are correct. That was not part of the original bid. The original bid, we at that time had decided on what type of ballistic windows we want. So the original bid just included the same type of windows that have been installed elsewhere in the courthouse. That price has been deducted from this potential change order.
Okay, thank you. And one other question for Mr. Solano. I see him at the podium. The budget, I believe you have in the available to cover this offset of this expenditure, Mr. Solano, would be coming from your budget, correct?
Well, it's actually coming from the reserve in the public safety tax, which I believe is covered.
I submit that to everybody.
Right.
Okay. I just wanted that on record so we can have that clarification in case we have any other issues moving forward. That's all I have, Chairman. Thank you.
You have Commissioner Lopez. Commissioner Hass, any questions?
So the proposed change I see here would be $255,000?
$297,962. It would be on
after the deduction?
Yeah. So it would be, if you go.
That in fact is the net change with the deduction for the original deduction.
So if you want to lower the submitting the actual breakdown is 255.
scroll down to the next page.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
saying 255 minutes. So.
One of the things is when I looked at the 255 director probably, and then it has the will down, of course, we have the credit.
20% will then change order.
Yeah.
Fees, so that's where the additional 50,000 comes in. Each time we do a change order.
Then 3177.
It's a 20% add on for will downs.
So the top one is the actual final figure of 297.
So we're looking at a total then, for the record here, we're looking at a total of P97,962.
Correct.
And just to confirm, because the vendors could not make a determination that what ballistic windows might or might not work, the decision was made to go ahead, so we wouldn't hold up all of the other window changes. That's why there's a change order, and unfortunately, what comes with that change order is the change order fee. And again, Mr. Dorncamp and I tried to, Ms. Reynolds tried to see if we could push the contractors and the vendors as quickly as we could, but up until the end, they were somewhat unclear and vague about how best to resolve the whole situation.
Thank you, sir. Any other questions, commissioners?
One question. Upon approval today, what is our timeline of getting this installed for Mr. Solano's offices?
Commissioner, that I can't answer definitely. My guess is 6 months.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion at this time.
Motion to approve the consideration of Wilden potential change order number one, ballistic windows.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Peters Lopez?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sanford. Have a good day.
I've obviously missed a lot of things since there is now a new chairman. Same last name, but a new chairman. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, sir. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Yes. Section 4A, the consideration of consultant services for courthouse phase 3 improvements, Mr. Dorncamp.
Commissioners, we solicited feedback, RFQs from any consultant that might be interested in assisting us in this Los Angeles County in the improvements. Phase 3 at the courthouse at the engagement of the assistance. We had two responses, one from Wilden and one from Millen. Our team who was reviewing the RFQs and that, we had interviews and interviewed Millen and Wilden, support each of those consultants with the following results, and I'm just going to show that with the averages. And that being the staff or any of the team that were part of that one, we can make comments and show all of them. I believe that my math is correct, Millen had an average of 92.5 on 100, and Millen had an average of 77.
Can you repeat that, Mr. Dorncamp? I couldn't hear you on that.
Let me get into talking to the speaker a little better. The Millig average was 92.5 out of 100, and Wilden's average was 77 out of 100.
And that was a scoring evaluation credential?
Yes, sir. That was going through our scoring criteria. There was 14 members, county staff, and that is our scores on that result to be. So that being said, it would be my recommendation that the board award the work to Millen. And then we'll have to negotiate a contract, and I think it is similar to the same one that we had for the phase two.
So, Mr. Dorn, I have a couple of questions that I have with Neil. Like, I looked at the entire proposal from both of them. The completion date, the construction phase, time and days for Neil is 155 days. Now, when I read also Wilmington, their proposal was to procure the equipment, it would take about 90 days. Is the 155 days that Milling is proposing, is that achievable once we go through all of the steps? And I mean, I highlighted so many steps here, but 155 days versus 303 from Wilmington, as far as from the time construction date, it's double. So is Milling able to procure the equipment in a timely fashion to have it in there within the 155 days to include the walkthrough and the completion of that project?
We were assured that they could meet the timeline, barring anything completing the procedures. That was one of the questions and concerns that we had is, and I guess I was looking at the total date of the projects was 288 for Milling and 606 for Wilmington. They assured us the way that they can work, materials, etc., that they could get those deliveries.
That's a huge value added. I mean, that just to get a value that. Another quick question is, Millie also identifies on the guarantees, they use an acronym here, guaranteed maximum price and then the consumption of energy, that the county courthouse would be saving approximately $12,398 on energy from the current consumption that we have today versus when they complete the project.
And if I recall past conversations correctly, Commissioner, the estimated $12,000 savings was based upon our old windows. We have yet to see water, new windows, upgrade, etc., what kind of savings we're actually going to realize with the windows. So that $12,000 based upon old windows.
Will they be conducting a measure and verification of energy consumption even thereafter the project is completed? And how will they document that?
They will, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, anybody on staff or part of that team is listening. I believe they're going to do it annually. We're actually paying a
18 months, they're going to actually, correct? And it's yeah. the price is negotiable, but they will actually be on site for like 18 months.
Is that part of the cost?
Yes, that's part of the bottom line. Yes, okay. It is. Because they did measure verification and they have other fees to do training to be on site for 18 months. And those prices are negotiable if we decide we don't want them, but we do want them. But they did say that during the thing they are negotiable. But they did include that in the press for visitor verification. And they have, I think, an expert that actually does the measurement verifications.
And I see their design build market. They've been in it for over 20 years. Has there been any reviews done on their finished product?
I don't believe the company itself, Commissioner, has been in business for 20 years. I think Wilmington has a deep Milling again in this eastern point is not dealing with RFQ, but I think they may have been something yes for 10 years, but many of their staff members have been in this type of business for many years. Those resumes for all within the RFQ.
Is there, and this might be a question, Commissioner Lewis, do you have any questions? We can get him back in there, but one of the questions that I have in here when the proposed contractual agreement, once they give us the 155-day completion date for construction installation, would there be any penalties thereafter, either for week, the day, or the month?
We can build buildings if they go past the deadline, if we get good buildings into a civil I'll have to look through the contract that we're looking at completing with it was AIA 141 Station 4, which is the same we did phase two of this warehouse. I think it's electric. I'd like to look through there to see if there is a building for the English.
That's pretty much a standard language that goes into some of these very lengthy contracts that. There would be a penalty if there is a delay in the contract to complete. I want to say thank you. I read the RFQ as well, all the documents that you put together. So to the county staff, thank you. That was you asking a lot of information and they responded.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank the entire staff.
Yes, it was. You got you all have a wonderful team and we appreciate the fact that it makes it easier for us to go through the process, read the RFQ, the I were a contractor, and I need to remove my homework. So, we have Commissioner Luis Lopez back.
Commissioner, sure, let's see if any text to see if it just wants to put me in. This one, this is a simple problem.
That's what happens. You know, we're going to have a
just. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Commissioner. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Power's intermittent here at the at the ranch.
We're having the same thing here, Commissioner. So, do you have any questions regarding the, and I don't know where we lost you, but Mr. Dorenkamp obviously described the assessment review and the point verification as to why he's recommending Millick to be the contractor for this phase of the courthouse project.
That was the higher of the two scores, correct?
That is correct.
So, yes, I heard off into that, and that, and I'm fine with what I heard at that to that point. So, I have no other questions. I was reviewing, listening to your concerns, and Commissioner Hass's concerns on the time frame, which was a concern. But I think that could be worked out in the contract if that is an issue. The contract can be looked into and evaluated properly with some sort of compliance of finishing in time or some sort of deadline penalties if not met. So I'm okay with it moving forward.
Thank you. Commissioner Hass, any other questions?
Sir.
Okay, I will entertain a motion at this time.
Move to approve the consulting services for the courthouse phase three improvements to Millie after lengthy discussion with our school staff. Move that we move to sure.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Phoenix Lopez?
Yes, sir. 4B, consideration of the health campus map. So, Mr. Dorenkamp and Council, I've seen a lot of emails going back and forth on that. A lot of nebulous information in there, so.
Commissioner, I will see if I can contact the city. I asked him to be here 2:30, quarter three, just very long. Let me call the city and see if they're already there. Because they're supposed to present the map to the board for the city.
Yeah,
it's made available to the
Can you still hear me? I can't hear anything.
Yeah, we're waiting. Commissioner, Mr. Dorenkamp is attempting to get hold of someone from the city because they were supposed to be here and walk us through the description of the map.
And basically, that's a consideration of this is for the health department campus there with the hospital, correct?
That's correct, Commissioner. It's for the whole health campus.
Okay, seems I'm back on. Can you hear me? Mr. Chairman, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, sir. We are still waiting. Mr. Dorenkamp is trying to get a hold of someone from the city to walk us through the description of the map.
It's Phil, someone up in the city is going to read more our maps for the world's considerations. Can I speak with Chris? Chris, Phil Austin, Memphis County, whether it be YR maps or health maps, or these services, that I don't know that you need today, Monday, July 25th, and the disaster's supposed to be here at 2:30. That's three. Is she going to join?
We can pay for this, we can pay for this. What is
that? Kind of awesome, I was telling you. The city was wanting the board of the commissioners to sign off on some IR maps. That document message, prison message, that was supposed to be at the building at 2:30, 4:30. You don't think those windows are open? Okay. 20 minutes ago?
Commissioner Luis Lopez, we can't get a hold of apparently somebody left 20 minutes ago.
Roger Guerra left 20 minutes ago to go to the courthouse, but I'm not sure she was reading the maps, who was supposed to read the maps.
So at this point in time, not having anyone from the city, I'd rather not proceed with the approval of anything, commissioners. That would be my recommendation. And so recommend to table this item and then we'll pick it up next Tuesday at a regular board meeting.
So moved.
Second motion. Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Peters Lopez?
Yes. Having no other items on the agenda, I entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Peters Lopez?
Yes. Thank you all. Have a great afternoon.
Hey, guys.